We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
She's jumping away. What are you doing?
She's a moth.
What just happened?
Wait, don't come by me. I'm just going to come over here.
Okay, if you want.
A very deadly, venomous moth.
Where is the moth?
You legit just got up. It's just a moth.
Oh my God.
Tyler, will you come save her?
No, this is actually entertaining.
Ryan.
There are layers.
You're the white knight, Ryan.
No. Apparently.
Hold on, let me see.
I'm not kidding. Like,
Where is it?
It's just a moth.
Where?
Okay, twitch.tv/WEEI. Mego is freaking out in studio. Over.
Where?
It's just a moth.
Well, I don't know what you're
doing. Such a foxhole guy.
I really is. What a gentleman here, right?
I got it.
This is the...
Oh, my God!
He's now chasing her with the cupped moth.
He didn't get it. He doesn't really have it. She ran out of the studio. Mego just ran out of the studio. It's just a little... You think moth's going to hurt you? They chew on clothing. They ruin sweaters, but they don't hurt people. Oh, they're right on your neck. Oh,
my God. Oh, my God. Run. Let me do this real quick. Hey, you know what? Can we get... do we have any
get
big
the highlights
men?
Ready on Twitch?
I'll be there in a
minute. All right, listen.
Zeke, get ready, buddy.
Look at that. Twitch is too funny. Ton of play.
I'm sweating.
I don't know
where it is.
It's from the energy drink you drank.
No, it's like I almost dropped an F-bomb on here because when I saw it, that is the one.
You look disheveled right now.
That's the one thing that really freaks
looking,
me out.
She's okay. Like looking over. It's like a horror movie.
This is real quick before we go to break. And Christian's got something important to tell us. This is not good that everyone in this room now knows that moths are not.
No, moths, just like bugs in
Wait
general.
Wait till somebody
bugs,
shows up
spiders?
At Lord Hobo tomorrow in a moth outfit.
Oh, no.
That's going to
be. Oh, my God.
I can't tell if she's putting on
I don't
a show.
Know if she's, I don't know if she's.
Are you serious right now?
What?
Tyler,
you need to get in here and save her.
I'm not killing this moth. This is too good. What do you want to tell the people there, 48? Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, so nobody, what a bunch of wimps. What a bunch of chickens we are.
If it was a spider or a snake, I'd be concerned.
I would step on that spider for you.
I'd say she's treating this like a big deal.
It's
big deal or no big deal.
Oh, big deal, no big deal.
He's trying to set you up there.
Touched by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Thank you, fellas. Listen, losing your hair, it's kind of a big deal. At least it was for me. Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Call them now at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Well done. We will come back and more moth talk, moth attacks here, Maloney 40 Omega. We got a moth update, Maloney 40 Omega, WEEI. During the break, Phil's not watching an Instagram live, and a good job by Tyler. What's the Instagram handle?
I believe it's Maloney 48 Mego.
Okay. Maloney
it's not the same
Mego
as our Twitter handle.
On IG, go follow. Tyler went live during it because we went off the air. Our guy Zeke's going to have a lot of video to put together for tomorrow's show. Ryan Garvin came in.
Yeah.
Like an absolute gentleman.
Champion.
You know those scenes where a guy will put
his
coat over a puddle for a woman?
Yes.
The equivalent was Garvin came in.
Yeah.
He stomped out the poor moth.
Yeah.
Who I would not have killed. What did the moth do? Poor Mego, because she's got a problem with moths.
Why is it out in daylight?
This is my rule for bugs. If you're outside, you're fine. If you're disrupting my radio show, then you're going to get it.
Oh, you the moth. Just minding its own business.
The best part is...
The moth did nothing. You probably bought it in. They're probably a Mego's Fenway sweater. You probably bought it in.
Exactly. He's probably chewing away at the Fenway
moth
sign.
Moth would be on...
The Sitco sign.
Is that a wool sweater you brought in?
On like totally.
On a hot summer day?
Real quick.
It's freezing
in
here.
If you're not just tuning in, mid-segment, Megan just jumps up and starts screaming because there was a moth
in the
studio.
We have the audio?
We might play that in last call. That's a good idea by you, Mutt. And I walk in, the thing's on the ground. She screams, "No, it's a leaf!" And I stomped
and
it out
it
anyway.
Moved.
So it was a moth, right?
No, it was a moth.
Okay. So when I
it
came
was
home,
disgusting.
I came home from work a couple summers ago, and we have a lamp outside the door, and the moths obviously were outside there. I was opening the door, putting my key in, no big deal. Moth came near my ear. I flicked it right in my ear.
Gross.
I was flipping out.
Did it get stuck?
I had to cut my ear to kill it. and then eventually pull it out with tweezers.
See, that kind of grosses
disgusting.
Me out a little bit.
I flipped out because you can hear it fluttering. It's a
yeah.
And I was like, I woke my wife up. Like, I'm gonna die. It's gonna get to my brain. I melted down, but eventually did kill it. Like you hold it for a while, it dies, and you gotta pull it out with tweezers.
Oh my god!
That was Megan.
Oh, you can text line similar story.
Yeah, text line very similar story. Had a moth fly in my ear, and it was stuck for 4 hours alive. Had to go to the ER, have it extracted by a doctor. The moth was still alive and had been flapping its wings inside of my ear, trying to escape.
Yeah,
trying to live.
I'm gonna cry and throw up at the same time.
Is this your biggest fear? Insects?
I don't know. I think I have like bigger existential fears, but in terms of like immediate fear, and moths really freak me out. Oh, really gross
spiders,
me out.
Snakes, like it's,
no, I, moth is at the top.
I've never seen someone freak out like that over a moth in my entire life.
Me neither.
I hate spiders. I do that for
have
spiders.
Have you ever looked at a moth up close?
It was disgusting. In my ear. I killed
I just
it.
Did. But 2 minutes
they're,
ago.
They're
yeah.
beautiful.
They're harmless. Legit. Harmless. Spiders are evil. Snakes are evil, Christian.
Oh, yeah. That,
moths?
Snakes
was
and
it,
moths?
Was it harmless when it was in your ear fluttering?
He was probably
but
scared
just,
out
the,
of
the moth
mind.
Was just trying to live for another 3 more hours, which is basically their life expectancy. It just got shortened because it was stuck in your ear. It's like, if I could just get 1 more hour of life.
They are too unpredictable. They fly with no direction. And they're disgusting.
So fear factor
like, you know,
is never going to be on your
Silence
wish list.
Of the Lambs. The yeah. scariest part of that is the moth in the throat to me. You know, like he
See,
goes.
I was
going
to say when he cuts all the skins off and makes
no,
a
no.
suit.
Not the part where he's making skin
no.
suits.
Yeah,
no, no,
killing,
no.
Murdering
no.
everybody.
He leaves the moth in the throat and then you go into, what's his face?
Poor girls in the well. That's
Buffalo,
not scary.
No, no, no.
Put the oil on
puts the lotion
the
on the skin.
Yeah. Lotion.
No, when you go into his house and there's just moths flying everywhere. Oh,
I have a feeling you were like,
I don't even
stuck
like butterflies. I don't even like butterflies because they remind me of it. It's
that
gross.
Is,
that's
this
ridiculous.
Is, this is also, this is pretty good to know.
Oh my God.
This is actually, I was going to say this
and
is.
And now we have a moment that lives forever.
This
radio.
Is like,
thank
you probably
Megan.
Never should have told us this.
I agree.
I didn't try to tell you.
Every time.
I was confronted with it.
You threw your headphones
show.
Down and sprinted off like
three
it was.
Three times.
Like someone yelled fire in the studio. It's like,
now, I would say like.
Costanza running out of the building.
So if that's what you are with, what do you, like if you're driving. And you see like a dead deer or a possum
oh,
or something like that. Look at how
scary.
Quickly she relaxed. It
that's,
does it gross you out?
Yeah, but it doesn't scare
now,
me.
Now, what if you hit the deer?
Oh, that would be horrible. I would feel bad. I would feel
but
really
not
bad.
Freaked out.
No.
Sad.
I wouldn't be scared.
And then what if you got out of the car and the deer was still alive and then looked at you with
oh,
his eyes?
Oh, I would feel
okay,
horrible.
Now you're going a whole different level. All right, but
That's not scary.
I suspect.
That's just bad.
Tyler, you got something for us?
A fun fact about moths.
Yeah.
Humans swallow 8 moths a year in their sleep.
not this human.
Yeah, there's a wives' tale about spiders, too, right? That you eat a bunch of spiders in your life, which I probably believe you're a mouth breather like I am and try to sleep at night. They probably crawl in there.
There's like this crazy show like this would never happen or scenes from the ER where this dude was like camping and some parasite burrowed into his skin and like had babies inside his skin. And they went to like, you know, the pimple popper and the lady literally pulled.
That's an
little,
urban legend.
No, this is true. I saw it. Like the bugs. They were like,
that's an urban legend.
No,
that's
this
been
is,
around
no,
forever.
This is not an urban
that's
legend.
That's gross.
They're like maggots. Maggots.
Maggot.
Maggots in your skin. Can't you feed the maggot to the moth?
Through Jerry. I don't know.
I know you don't like bugs, right?
Maggot.
Thank you, Jerry.
No, who likes bugs?
A lot of people like bugs. Or yeah. They don't mind
bug
them.
People.
They're like, oh, it's nature.
Okay, we'll save the bug talk for a different
I'm trying to figure out what is worse, like sharks in a pool or moths on a plane or
like moths
Wait,
to a
I
meadow.
Pick
snakes
yeah.
on a plane.
Yeah. Snakes
on a plane.
Which
is
an otter thing.
Snakes
to
me. We're
of.
Ranking things. Snakes the
yeah.
scary.
Sharks in a pool is really dumb.
It's a rational
also,
fear.
Also, mice, too.
To
like I've seen a mice in my mouse.
A mice?
I've seen a mouse in my house a couple times.
I'm like on high alert. Like, my adrenaline has
I
not
feel like
dropped.
We need to take a break. We
okay,
play some music.
Okay. Let's,
what would calm you down before
I
we get
I think Celtics talk would calm Mego down.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.